رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Guessing at random about them, some say, they were three, their dog being the fourth. While others say they were five, and their dog being the sixth. Yet there are others who say they were seven, their dog being the eighth. Say, my Lord knows best their real number. None knows them except a few. So do not argue about them, save with arguing on known premise, which is overpowering. And seek no legal order concerning them from any one of them, for those who make random guesses. The story of the people of the cave is perhaps one of the most mysterious and at the same time fascinating ones in the Quran. A relatively short narrative about a group of young men who fled from the corruption and sins of their society and sought refuge high in the mountains, they are presented as the archetype of what ends a person must go to in order to seek Allah and not be influenced by a deviant society. Although they experienced a miracle by Allah in that they secluded themselves in a cave and fell asleep for hundreds of years, to the extent that later on their clothes and currency gave away the fact that they were not from that generation, however, we can still learn lessons from their story about how we should live in contemporary secular societies. We understand when we read their narrative that they were believers living in a non-believing country and environment. When they found that their faith was being threatened, they decided to leave their city and go into the caves to preserve their faith. Allah put them to sleep, and when they woke up hundreds of years later, they found that the people of their previous city had become believers. And although they may have wished to go back home, they knew that they could not. And so they ended up secluding themselves back in the cave. And according to some narrations, they are still there and will awaken to be with Imam al-Mahdi. The significance of this story is that when a person puts their belief and trust in Allah and strives to please Him, then Allah will come to their assistance and help them in times of difficulty. We see that in our era, our faith is put to test on a daily basis. And although our responsibility is not to run away to some mountain, however, we should always try and make a spiritual migration away from our sins and remove ourselves from a bad situation that we may find ourselves in, whether it be a gathering of impermissible music, mixing of the genders, consumption of alcohol, etc. We must never be in such places. Point of reflection. There are times when we should engage in debate, but then there are times when we should just humble ourselves and recognize the fact that we do not know. Rather than trying to nitpick at certain things, it is sometimes better to look at the bigger picture and the greater good and focus on that, learn lessons, and move forward in life.
Ramadan, 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 ya Habib, Ramadan, Ramadan. ليت كاد دوما قريب رمضان.